Healthcare needs don't stop when you're behind bars. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Susan Loeb, associate professor of nursing at Penn State University, examines end-of-life care for those in prison.
Prisons in the United States are increasingly faced with managing the health needs of a graying prison population, many of whom will also spend their final days behind bars. The convergence of the aging baby boom generation and get-tough-on-crime laws, which result in longer sentences, have in large part caused this demographic shift. Building upon more than a decade of my research focused on aged and dying prisoners, my student Rachel Wyon and I embarked on a systematic literature review in order to paint a comprehensive picture of care of prisoners at end of life and suggest nursing practice measures to enhance prison end of life care. Two of our research questions were, what facilitates delivery of humane end of life care to prisoners? And what contributions do inmates make to the care of their dying peers? We learned that nurses are ideally suited to promote prisoners' awareness of end-of-life and hospice services in prison, so inmates may seek out needed services or contribute to providing such services. As well, nurses can play a critical role in discussing end-of-life treatment wishes with prisoners in advance of need, and revisit and regularly update these preferences alongside currently routine care, such as annual physical exams or health screenings. We also learned that inmate peers were providing many services offered by Free World community hospice volunteers and patient families. Other services were unique to the context of prison, including fundraising, vetting others who wished to be an inmate caregiver, advocating for their fellow inmates who were dying, as well as keeping the dying inmate safe from predators. Looking to the future, since little attention has been afforded to dying prisoners' family members, this shortcoming is an area ripe for investigation to learn of needs and strategies for filling this gap in supportive care.
That was Susan Loeb of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.